Hello and welcome. I am Jay Yan Hom, Medical Alchemist. This audio session is focused on working with your wisdom teeth. So that's tooth number 1, 16, 17, 32. So we all have four of them, one in each quadrant. And I'm going to begin simply by just bringing our attention to our breath. In our heart and release all distraction, release any and all interference patterns out there. And please remember to do not drive or operate heavy machinery while listening to my audios, because your body, your brain may choose to entrain your theta brainwaves, making you sleepy. And I don't do anything to induce those states of being. I allow the body to entrain to it when it chooses to, when it's safe for you to. All right, so let us begin. And I'm just gonna go directly to the wisdom teeth. And if you don't have, if you had your wisdom teeth removed, that's all right, because energetically, the connection to the fire element meridians are still there. So your heart, pericardium, triple burner, and small intestine meridians may love receiving this energy healing, even if you don't have the wisdom teeth there. And for those of you who do have the wisdom teeth, sending loving energy to the inside of the teeth, and now to the teeth enamel. And if you had an impacted wisdom teeth, let's release any and all traumas that may have created. So any residues of trauma with the wisdom teeth, we're going to release that. And it's also easy for the wisdom teeth to experience grinding and a lot of pressure from your jaw. So we're gonna release all those pressure from your jaw that's creating problems with the wisdom teeth. Alright, so now we're going to go straight to all the meridians that is related to the wisdom teeth. So I'm going to work with the heart and pericardium, any stagnant energies, any repressed, unexpressed emotions. And so instead of going into the whole list of emotions that could be affecting you, I am just going to do the general thing and say release any unexpressed, repressed emotions, because you may have a different word for those emotions. And also, I don't want to inadvertently bring up something that maybe you don't even need. So I don't want to be putting negative emotions in this energy, right? Yeah. In the heart and fire energy is about being in your joy. So any repressed, unexpressed emotions that keeps you from feeling and embodying this really expansive state of being called joy, we're going to release all the repressed, unexpressed emotions. And sometimes the reason why we are not fully embodying our joy is because we create life subconsciously through hidden loyalties to one or both parents who may not have been the most joyful people in the world. And God bless them and release any and all hidden loyalties to one or both parents or grandparents or great-grandparents or hidden loyalties to people you hang out with who are not joyful. And release all that to the light and let it be transformed by the light with total ease now. Any and all responsibilities you have taken on in life that don't belong to you, release it all to the light now, through all times, all space, all dimensions, and all realities. Yes. Any and all issues in the family and relationships and finance that keeps you from embodying and being in a joyful state of being. We're going to release all that and disentangle from any problem set. Disentangle from any and all low vibration energies, not because there's anything wrong with any vibration, but because you want to set your body and your energy system up in the most expansive and healing vibration possible for your body to access its own healing capacities. So any issues in the very back of your mouth where your wisdom teeth are or where they used to be, I'm going to send healing energy to the gums and the gum tissue and release any and all repressed emotions it may be holding on to for you, especially old dramas, traumas from dental work. We're going to release all that now. And for healing tissue, ozone therapy is a really wonderful thing. So for those of you who have a wisdom teeth or have it removed, let's send some ozone therapy to your gum tissues. Wonderful. And so, because the fire element, the predominant emotion here is joy, what joy archetypal energy can you now really activate, embrace, and embody so that you can bring joy to your life? And joy archetypes can actually be like the comedian, or it can be the lover, or anything you choose that represents joy for you, including the magical inner child, because the magical inner child is full of joy, full of passion, full of life. So however you choose to name those archetypal energies, let's take a moment and really connect with it. And take a deep breath and let that energy fill your entire body and your energy field. Wonderful. So I'm just going to quickly go through the triple burner meridian. So the upper burner, middle burner, lower burner, bringing all that into harmony now. And that allows your nervous system to feel peaceful and allows you to remember the optimal amount of all the different hormones your body requires. So let's optimize our hormones now. And just take a deep breath as your body remembers the divine blueprint for the optimal amount of hormones in your whole body. Beautiful. All right, so let's do small intestine. What does it require? What does this meridian require to be in flow and in total harmony? And in pericardial meridian, what does it require? And let's bring that in. And now your heart meridian. So everything your heart and heart meridian requires to be in a space of joy, harmony, peace. And there you go, wonderful. All right, so all the healing frequencies your wisdom teeth requires. Just gonna download all that from the zero point field now. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for bringing so much joy to the world. And this concludes this session now. Thank you and namaste.